So I'm just at this cafe, just chilling out, having a cup of coffee. And I see you coming. I don't know what it is exactly that makes me notice you when you first come in, because I'm not really paying attention to all the people who come and go, but I definitely notice you. Sort of out of the corner of my eye, I sort of see, well, hello, there's somebody. Keep my eye on. And so I watch you walk from the door up to the counter. Maybe it's something in the way you walk. I always like watching men walk in general. I know that sounds a little strange, but I guess not. If you consider that men usually like watching women walk because our hips kind of sway and makes our butts stick out and stuff like that. But I like watching men walk. There's just something very graceful about it. I like it. And I'm not really sure, as I look at you, I'm not really sure what has drawn me to you. You're attractive to me, but you're not like movie star good looking. You're not making heads turn all over the place. You've caught my eye. And I'm not sure what it is exactly, so I'm gonna take a little of a longer look while you're waiting to place your order. And one of the first things I notice is your shoulders are broad, your back is wide. Just in that normal way that the guys are broad across the shoulders. I can see your shoulder blades moving beneath your shirt, and there's something very sexy about that. Maybe it's because I can imagine running my hands over those shoulder blades, feeling them, running my nails along them. But they just sort of signal strength to me. Masculinity. Things that I really like, of course. I'm just gonna have a sip of my coffee here. Yeah, so I think definitely something about the way your shoulders are broad and kind of tapers down. Gets a little bit narrower as it goes towards your hips. I like that very much. Doesn't have to be a V shape. It's not like you have to be a bodybuilder, but you're built differently than I am, and it's very clear. I might go in a little bit more at the waist than you do, but I still like seeing the way your shape just tapers down to your hips. You're very square there. You're not curvy like I am, but I like that. I really like that. I like looking at your long legs, even just in a pair of jeans. I like the jeans you're wearing. They're not skin tight, but I can definitely see the definition of your leg muscles when you move. I find that very sexy too. I think of the strength of those muscles and what you can do with all that strength. It's pretty intoxicating. Very masculine. I like the way you kind of shift your weight into one foot, so you're kind of, it's not quite a slouch, but you're just kind of casually leaning to one side a little bit as you count your change. I like that very much. what it is that when I look at someone like you, it makes me think about sex. It's as simple as that, really. If I'm sexually attracted to a person, like I am to you, it makes me think of sex, and it's a wonderful little thrill that you get during the day for when you weren't expecting it. Just sitting here in the cafe having a drink, I certainly didn't expect to be thinking about sex. Maybe as a guy you think about it all the time, but I don't. I generally have to respond to something or someone like you. I think what it would be like to touch you. Not even anything really major at first, just what it would be like to feel your shoulders and those shoulder blades, and maybe run my hand up your neck, and maybe let my fingers drift around your ear. It's just where my mind goes. I think about running my hands down your chest, towards your hips, around the back to the butt of your legs. Because I do like your butt. It looks strong. Looks like you've got some powerful muscles back there that you could use for thrusting. To sink my fingers into them, sink my hands into those powerful muscles and draw you into me. Makes me think about what it would feel like to lie underneath you and have your body moving on top of me. Kissing me. Would you be a good kisser? I don't know. I can't tell. I like to imagine you would be. I like to imagine that you would be very sensual and very passionate. It's my fantasy. I could think what I like. I wonder if you have a nice laugh. Because I see you smile at something that the girl behind the counter said, and you have a very nice smile. Kind of lights up your face. Just makes you even sexier when I see that you can smile like that. Makes me want to make you smile. What could I do to make you smile for me? Like it's my imagination going to. Turning around, and you've got your tray with your drink on it, and you're walking, looking for a place to sit, and I get to see your front. I like a little bit of stubble. Again, it's just a little cue that this is a guy. Maybe he didn't shave today, or needs a shave, but this is a guy. So I like that. I like beards too, and clean shaven. I like it all, but I think maybe just a little bit of stubble's my favorite. I like the way you sit down in a chair. You don't know somebody's looking at you. Because like most guys, you probably don't think that any woman is really looking at you, and you'd be surprised. I think you'd be very surprised. I like the way you just take a seat and get your phone out and start looking at it, and lost in concentration. Everything I've seen so far has just made me more and more interested. I start imagining what would happen if you were to come over here and sit down across from me. And I know it's unlikely, but again, this is my fantasy. So, in my fantasy, you look up and you see me, and you see me looking at you, and you're interested in me the way I'm interested in you, and And I smile and look down a little bashfully, and you get up and you come over. And you sit across from me and you say hi. And you tell me your name. We start chit-chatting and talking about silly things and ignoring all the people around us that are making too much noise. It's a very public place, but all of a sudden it feels very private. At least in my fantasies. I like looking at your hands when you bring your coffee cup to your mouth. I like seeing your fingers. Strong, manly. I won't lie, I do think of all the things you might do with those hands. But I also think about how you might just hold my hand. How you might touch me just gently, or how you might put your hand in the small of my back as we go through a door. Things like that. Of course, I'm not going to lie, I do think about that bulge that I can kind of just make out just a little bit. The crook of your legs. You're in my fantasy, you're man spreading a little bit, showing me what you got. And I kind of like that. Because I can imagine just getting on my knees and undoing the belt buckle, which I really love doing that. Something about the sound and the feel of undoing a belt. Undoing the zipper and pulling your jeans aside and pulling your cock out. Just taking you in for the first time, touching you, running my hands over you. I wouldn't dive right on you with my mouth, not at first. I would like to touch you, feel you, get a feel for you, the warmth of your skin, how soft and hard you are at the same time, caress you, stroke you a little bit, feel your whole length, how hard you are. And if I liked the groans and moans, if I liked the sound of your voice as you were getting more and more aroused, well, then, and of course I would stretch my tongue out and lick the head and swirl my tongue all over you. I would take you in my mouth and sink down on you. I'd probably push you up against the wall. If I couldn't do that, I would brace your hips with my hands. I'd make you stand still while I just bobbed up and down on you, just sucking and slurping and going faster and deeper and taking you all the way down, sucking and slurping. Oh, God. I would suck you so hard you'd be rocking a little bit back on your feet, just trying to stay still. And then when you couldn't take it, I would want you to just start moving your hips, start flexing them forward, fucking my mouth, holding me still, driving that cock into my mouth. Oh my God. Oh no, you're leaving. Oh, I'm not done fantasizing about you. No, don't take your coffee to go. I'm not done yet. Oh, I'm never going to see you again. Well, all I can do is thank you for giving me such a wonderful fantasy today. For giving me a little taste of masculine little jolt of pleasure in my life, and a little treat. So, I hope you have a great day. Bye.